Okay, Jai Ma, and welcome to Puducherry. Okay, that's the name. And I think you all know a little bit about the history of Pondicherry. Whenever you go to a place, you must read. It has very deep-rooted history. It was not only a port city, but in very far back ancient times, its name was Vedpuri. It was the place of Rishi Agastya's Yagya Vedi. Have you heard about Rishi Agastya, anybody? Nahi na? Okay. Agastya Rishi had come here all the way from north, crossing the Vindhyas, and he had settled here. He got the Tamil language actually if you go back to the ancient roots. And then he had his own ashram, where the place where he used to do yagya is the place where you will see in the samadhi a rectangular place and a square place. So the square place is supposed to have been Rishi Agastya's Yajnavedi. So that's a very brief history of Pondicherry. It's very fascinating. Actually, history of any place is very fascinating. So anyways, now if you have a question, I'll be happy to answer. If you don't have question, then I'll ask questions. So better you ask questions. Okay? Anything. My background is that I am also a psychiatrist. I happen to be, okay? So I'm from a medical background. Also from psychological point of view. Psychiatrist doesn't mean that I'm going to judge anybody. Okay? Nowadays, we should be non-judgmental. Is it true or not? How many believe we should be non-judgmental? Good, very nice. Very nice. What is the difference between judging and discerning? Should you have discernment or not? Non-judgmental, agreed. What is the difference between judging and discerning? Anyone? Yes? Is discerning helpful or not? Discerning is something like you have fire, so you need to know what it does, whether you should put your hand into it or you shouldn't put your hand into it. You're not labeling it. So if you have fire and if you know that if you put your hand into it, it may burn, but equally you know that this fire can be a tremendous potential for, it's an energy which can purify, which can help you drive your vehicles, which can burn certain things. It has its own properties. So then you take a very clear decision whether you want to play with the fire or you don't want to play with the fire. It's not on a moral axis. It's not on a axis of good and bad, right and wrong. Okay? Is discernment helpful or not? Okay. Agree? All of us? So while judging is not very, very nice, it should be out. Judging is labeling. Judging is condemning and it should be out. We all agree on that. But discerning is good, which must be always kept alive. Judging and discerning, right? So, any questions now? Discernment is needed in life. What else is needed? English is okay, no?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, what else is needed? If you have to equip your bags for a journey through life, that's where you all stand. Discernment is necessary. Yes? Discipline. Okay. So discipline again. What is discipline? Is discipline somebody who stands with a stick in hand and does something, or discipline is something which you do yourself? Okay. So what is the essence of discipline? Essence. Self-control, very good. And is control enough? Or something else? Because see, I am getting angry. I control myself. I don't express. I may not express for 10 reasons. Now, is that enough? What do I do with this energy? So what is that called? Channelize. Who said channelize? Okay. So, channelize. So, discipline actually, if you go to the essence, it is channelizing your energies. You may channelize a very good energy in the wrong direction. Wrong, by wrong, I mean harmful. Here we are only talking about no moral right and wrong, but what is helpful and harmful. So is love a wonderful energy or not? Anybody disagrees? Jo nahi mante, haath uthaye. Okay. But can it lead to harmful side effects?
Yes.
That's it. We are all agreed. So it's a wonderful thing. Yes, I know. See, they are intelligent children. You guys have learned something much, much earlier. That's why he is laughing. But it's true. It's true. It's absolutely true. It's a wonderful energy. The most powerful power that can move. There is a very nice line I am reminded in Dante's Divine Comedy. Have you, anybody has heard about it? Forget about it. It's a classic. Okay. When you grow up a little bit, these are some of the books that must be in your must-read list. So, in the Divine Comedy, it ends, it's a very nice story about a man, Dante himself. So, he describes in a vision that, you know, he is departed and he is going and suddenly he has to cross a river. There is a river which is described in all the mystic literature. After death, you have to cross a river. So on this side is this world and the other side is other world begin. So Virgil takes him across. Virgil himself is a great poet. Heard about Virgil? Padho ye sab. Course ki kitabe jyada kaam nahi aati. Ye kaam aata hai. Okay? Puri MBBS mein main yehi karta tha. Yehi sab padhta tha. So we had a very good library. Okay, so I mean padhai bhi karta tha. Aise nahi. Doctor aise nahi ban jate. Par... So Virgil, I can give you a number of names. So Virgil has written the Aeneid, which is the longest poem in non-English language. And he took 50 years to complete it. He was such a perfectionist. So Dante meets Virgil. Dante also is a writer and he was a mystic. So Virgil takes him across the river. He's such a great philosopher and poet and very revered man. So then he says, I can't take you further. So he says, why? He says, I have my limits. I cannot go beyond this. So somebody else will come and take you. So guess who comes? There comes this girl called Beatrice. Beatrice was a girl whom Dante loved as a young man, but she died very young. She died in her 20s. So he's wondering why she has come. Who is she? She is a very ordinary village girl. Not like, you know, Virgil, who has written such a big poem. But Virgil is incompetent to carry him further, but Beatrice can. So Beatrice takes him along, and the only one thing she says, never look back to the past. Never turn behind and look. Very beautiful advice in life. Huh? Don't look behind you. So he follows. But he is wondering, who is she? He had silently loved her. But he never expressed his love. Those were the days and we didn't have mobiles. So then he reaches at the seat of the highest trinity. And then Beatrice says, okay, now my role is over. I have brought you to the highest. And then she goes and merges with one of the trinities. He's surprised that she was all this and she came as a very ordinary woman, peasant girl in my life, whom I silently loved. And when the whole thing is over, then he asks her, but why did you come to take me, pick me of all the people? She says, because of love, love that moves the stars. That is the power of love. Many stories of love. But precisely because it's the most powerful energy, people are scared of it. And rightly so, because it can destroy, it can rebuild. Okay, so this is a very energy which is not taught. Nothing is taught about it in your school, isn't it? School ka koi curriculum to nahi hai. How to love truly, no? I wish there was. But because it's so powerful, it has destroyed empires. Can you recollect a story of love where empires have been destroyed? Troy. Yes. Wow. Wonderful. But that's... Yeah, love is there, but not as the prominent thing, but Troy, yes, definitely. Helen of Troy, yes. यार कुछ इंडिया का भी बोल दो. यस आई एग्री किंग हेनरी. इंडियन स्टोरीज है फेमस. रामायण एंड महाभारत. हैव यू सीन इट एज अ टेल ऑफ लव? आई मीन इट्स अ अमेजिंग टेल ऑफ लव. फॉर द सेक ऑफ लव राम ट्रेवल्स ऑल द वे. ही कुड हैव सेड आई डोंट केयर, इट्स ओके, माय डैड हैज डिस्ड मी एंड आई एम इन द फॉरेस्ट. Now somebody has taken away my wife, let me take sannyas. He could have said that, no? Why does he go all the way and take real, real cudgels with the demon king? I mean, it was really the most deadly combat. And then in Mahabharata, when in Mahabharata the story goes that before the war, Krishna calls all of these guys. He says, see, it's going to be serious thing because there will be too much of destruction, but I understand your feelings, your anguish. And then he asks three main, Bhim. Bhim has taken a vow that he will kill all the 100. So he says, are you ready to forego your vow for the sake of peace? Bhima thinks and he says, okay, I'll forego my vow if it comes to that. And then he asks Yudhishthir, are you ready to forego your throne and be as a mendicant all your life? He says, yeah, I guess, I suppose, you know, if war is going to lead to so much destruction. Only 18 persons survived out of 18 million. You can imagine. So he says, okay. Then he asks Draupadi. What has Draupadi done? She has her hair flowing. She says, I am not going to put my hair back till Dushasan blood is. So he asks Draupadi, are you okay without a war? She says, no way. Did she do the right thing or a wrong thing? Yes, speak out freely. What is this? Right. If you go to the principle of it, was it wrong to seek justice and fairness? Justice is not good. What is better? Forgiveness is higher. But you must remember that in the Mahabharata, nobody is seeking forgiveness. Resolution is higher, but they tried to resolve. You must be knowing. Shri Krishna goes and says, give us just 5 villages, which Duryodhan refuses. So there is a whole background to the story. And most importantly, which you must consider, that letting the reign of Duryodhan continue would have saved lives, but led to the ruin of a nation which was being formed, because it would have set a pattern that kings can do anything. If a woman can be called to the court and literally the orders given to disrobe her, then such a kingdom means which way it is going. So Draupadi had this in mind. It was not a personal vengeance or vendetta that she was sorting out. She was in a way saving the destiny of a nation. At that point of time, that's what it meant. Because sometimes nations have to make a crucial choice. They can develop along the line of Duryodhana, which is one way, and they can develop along the line of Yudhishthir, which is another way. And India chose its destiny then to develop along the line of Yudhishthir. Sometimes these are very difficult choices. I quite agree, because war means a lot of destruction. Is war only about something outside? Because nowadays war is its subject. Is there, what are the wars you know of? One is outside, when countries fight with each other. Are wo pata hai bhaiya? Uske alawa? War within families, okay. Then? Which war? Civil war within a country. Yes, I am glad. So within ourselves there is a war, isn't it? So can we avoid war completely? Even if you don't have outside, you will have within. So what is this war in principle about? This war in principle is about that whichever side finally wins, that side, that tendency gets stronger. This is where when things are at conflict in the mind, the same principle, what you observe in the mind, the same principle applies in the world. This is the story about there is a Cherokee legend. Heard about this? No, you probably wouldn't have. So anyways, so there are a number of legends in different cultures which are very fascinating. So one of them is that they are ways of communicating a truth in very short story forms. So one of the story goes that a person, wise man is not nothing to do with good old wise man. Okay, there are children who are very wise. Okay, don't associate wisdom with some outer thing. So a wise man is asked by a child. He sees two wolves fighting, and he says that which one will win within himself. He sees two wolves fighting. Two wolves, by that I mean wolves. Why wolves? Wolves tear away things. So there is a, this is not about racism, but there is a white wolf and a black wolf. This is just for understanding, okay? Which one will win? The boy asks the wise man. So the wise man says, whichever you feed. So I must clarify, because white and black nowadays sounds racist. So which is more beautiful? Counter racism, black or white? Logic? Logic, you have to use some logic. Somewhere a precedence is there. What is the precedence? Tell us. Yes. Never heard the word Savra Salona? You all speak Hindi, many of you? Heard of Savra Salona? हाँ, किसके बारे में कहा जाता है भाई? Krishna, the most enchanting personality ever on earth. Enchanting. Other things, okay. And he is Savla. And the woman who led to the disaster, the whatever Mahabharata war. She is also whom, you know, people used to feel so fascinated about. And she is also dark in complexion. And do you know of any country's women who are regarded as truly very beautiful in terms of features, but they are darker in color, darker shade? Huh? Yeah. You were somewhere close. Yeah, what is it you are saying? You are pretty close. It's Ethiopian women. Ethiopia. They are famous queens. Even Egypt, in ancient Egypt, Nefertiti is supposed to be one of the most beautiful. So, wars are sometimes needed within and without to clear the passage for the future. Otherwise, it remains like a sas bahu jhagda, never ending. No? Neither is happy. That's the best part or the worst part. So sometimes, I'm not saying you should fight a war with sas bahu, but by that I mean that this war, wars at a larger scale, the same thing applies, which there has to be an advance of civilization in a certain direction. And sometimes wars come, it would be ideal without it, but it's almost impossible to avoid it. So sometimes wars come to help the civilization move along a certain line in a definitive way. Such was the Mahabharata war, such was the Ramayana war, and such was the siege of Troy, and such was the Second World War. Okay? Nobody seems to be interested in war. Love ke topic mein sabko interest hai. See? Every love story brings the war angle in between. Somewhere it comes. You can't help it. Either at a personal level or a larger level. You can't avoid it. Why? Why do we have in story? But there was a very beautiful film. Life is beautiful. There is a very similar. Life is beautiful is the Second World War drama. Or life can be beautiful. One of them. And it's about a very happy story of a man falling in love with a woman. And the woman falling in, you know, she is very suspect. How will things work out? And every time everything goes nice, she is worried even more. How can it be so? How can it be so? Whole movie from beginning to end is a beautiful, happy movie. Except for what is going on in this lady's head, because she just can't believe that life can be beautiful. Wonderful, no? But unfortunately, every story of love brings in the dimension of war. Mini war, big war, battles. Why? Now you understand Savitri. In Savitri, there is the story of victory over death. Death becomes the opponent, and the story of love. Why war somehow enters the story of love? I mean, none of you should experience. I am sure you all have not experienced it. But it comes in, if you really look at it. Are kuch to bolo? Dissatisfaction, okay. Expectation, yeah. Conflict of opinions. Attachments, okay. And what is at its root? What is at the root which contradicts love? What is it that contradicts love? Trust doesn't go. Trust should accompany love. Yeah. Who said ego? Are you? Kamale, yaar. Bang on. And human beings' operating system is the ego. So love blossoms and it's very beautiful. But something comes after a while to shut the door. So what happens when ego comes in? Mera bhagya phut gaya, kismat phut gaya. If you are not married, you are fine. I mean, you'll have a little bit of rona dhona, then fine. But if you are married, you are in problem. I mean, I'm not encouraging or discouraging, but just saying be careful. Because ego comes in. Not because marriage is bad. Not because relationship is bad. It's the most beautiful thing to happen. But because ego is the problem. And ego is not, you cannot get rid of ego unless it has reached that point where it can be shed. This is the big challenge. Also, there is another problem with love. It wants intensity and eternity. This you will understand a little later. Difficult to hold both these things together. Human system is such that it cannot hold any intense feeling for a long time. Poor us. Have you felt it? That, you know, intensity you feel for something, then after some time, just naturally it begins to peter off. And on top of it, it wants intensity with eternity. So that's why human love faces this challenge. And death comes to it in 100 ways. By death is meant not only physical death. Okay? So, but I'm sure all of you are the hope of the world. Hope of the future. You will be able to harbor both these. And conquer the challenges. Okay? Okay, questions? Abhi to puchho.
How to love?
Not allowed. But there is a hint in it, how to love. As I said, if you want to love, you have to understand the law of love. If you want to do anything, should you understand the law of that thing or not? You must understand. You want to go to a forest, you must understand what the forest is. Doing things. No. I'm not meaning that love is equivalent to walking into the forest. Though it may be like that. But the law of love. The law of love is revealed in the very beginning. How do you know the movement of love? First movement of love. when love strikes. Anybody has experienced, some of you must have experienced. Yaar, itna sadhu bachcha mat bano, ha? Nahi, bol de. Sari gaanthe khol de. Okay. How do you know that you are in love? Love makes you see the beauty in the person you love. There used to be a saying in Hindi. Gadha bhi sundar. Love has that. It colors your vision. And you see beauty in the person you love. It's not that the person is beautiful. Everybody has some beauty. Everybody has some challenges. But when you are moved by love, you just can't see anything else. Everything. Even the most paradoxical thing, which is going to trouble you. And you will see it in it beauty. That's love does. It's a magic of love. Okay. It's not that it is seeing something bad. It is seeing something beautiful. So nothing wrong with that. But that's how love. And it's very difficult because it's after some time. The first movement of love is, how will you know that you really love? I can tell you one thing. If you love somebody, you will feel like doing something, giving something of yourself, something of your energy for the person. Making a card sometimes. Aate na advertisement. That lady suddenly comes and says, you know, this is for you. Happy birthday. She says, but it's not my birthday. Then she says, yeah, I know it, but I just felt like doing it. So love is the urge to give. Okay? And it's very difficult for human beings to sustain giving because after some time they want to receive. And if you give, the other person, if he is not ready, he may think, ah, that's my right. And it creates problem. Ultimately, love is the movement of giving. And after some time, it becomes very difficult to continue giving. Then wants come in. You want to replenish. All this drama comes in. Yes, you were saying something.
So, but if love only makes us see the better side of a person, doesn't it contradict morality where...
Yes. Very good question. Before even morality, it's not about seeing the better side. You can't see the other side. Problem is that one is that you see both sides and you say the better side, that may be the second part of the question we can take. But in the beginning, it sees only beauty, even where there is, you know, yeah, I'll give you an example that a man dresses up well and comes in the car and takes around, then he walks into a hotel and he behaves in a very snobbish way. Actually, he is being stupid. It shows that the man has no empathy for the world. But the girl feels, ah, wow, he is so wonderful. Because she loves. She is unable to see behind this, that this fellow is going to do the same thing tomorrow with you. But that time she sees all this something beautiful. Okay? Because he is trying to project an image. How many times we say, no, that, oh, you are so beautiful because... the feeling of love or something is blossoming. But what are we seeing? We are seeing a made-up picture. Heard the word makeup? Heard, suna hai na? What does makeup imply? That there is a deficiency. What is it you are trying to make up? Be yourself. If somebody can love you as you are, there is a whole story in Indian mythology like that. And the story is of Chyavan Rishi. And how he would behave as if he is incapable. He's because he wanted the lady who loves him to see his inner qualities and not the outer. But he had the remedy to remain young. That's how Chyavanprash comes in. But for quite some time, there is this woman who loves him. And she takes care. Then when the time comes, then he knows that she really loves me. Of course, this is a bit egoistic. It means that he was testing her. You don't test somebody in love. But the point of the story was that Chyavanprash is good. I'm not advertising. Nobody has given money for Chyavanprash. But I'm just telling you the story. The story is interesting. That the lady, she really loved him. Not his appearance. That's what the story is about. So if if somebody loves the appearance, it is going to be the most disappointing life hereafter. How long you will keep the appearance? So be yourself, okay? If somebody loves you just as you are, then this issue will not come. Yeah.
How do you connect love with spirituality?
Oh, yes, that's a beautiful question. I'll come to this. But let me give a very paradoxical right away answer. There is no other spirituality than love. But I'll come to that because this is a very profound question. I don't want to deal with it summarily. But this aspect that there are stages of love. First is when you see beauty where there is only ugliness. Even that you don't see. Then sobriety sets in and you see the beauty and the ugly part. Now morality doesn't come here because you have a choice now. You may continue to love or may realize what is normally called as a disillusionment. And when the feeling of love has passed away, is it right to continue staying or wrong? Okay, let me hear. Because moral, therefore right and wrong, I'm asking. Yes. You tell me. When the feeling of love has passed away, what should you do?
So it depends upon the attachment you have.
No, attachment is different. Love. Attachment to chalte rehte hai, do hathkadi pehni hui hai. It is like Jaiviru. Both are wearing, hathkadi, though they have no choice. Attachment is like a... But if there is freedom, if there is no feeling, and if you continue loving, apparently to put up a facade of attachment, what is going to happen?
You are going to lose your idea. It will just fade away at some point. You don't have feelings anymore because it's better to feel rather than...
Absolutely. That's the most logical thing because otherwise you will live a whole life of hypocrisy and facade.
It's unfair to the other person.
Absolutely. Because, and that's what today's children know. Which is so beautiful.
And at one point you will lose it.
You will lose. So morality factor comes here. That whether should you or shouldn't you. Well, to put up a facade, to be a hypocrite is certainly may look very nice. So much of morality that you see today, unfortunately. I'm not saying it should be like that. But much of it is simply a makeover. Which is never a good thing. Okay. So that answers it. So if love has passed away, it has passed away. Well. It's sad, whatever it be, you can feel bad about it, but no lasting building can be built on grounds of falsehood. Okay? Whether love was there or not initially, all that is fine. But now we have the most profound question, love and spirituality. What is spiritual seeking at its bottom? Seeking for the highest. Wanting the highest. Wanting to become one with the highest. Call it by whatever name. That's love. And what an intensity of love that those who have sought the highest have been willing to undergo any amount of challenges. You must have heard that song, Bulesha. Have you heard any Bulesha songs in movies? आपने तो सुना है हाँ हर्ड छैया छैया सॉन्ग सुना है ना अनफॉर्चुनेटली ओरिजिनली इट इज बुल्ले शाह सॉन्ग हैड बीन टोटली मैसेकर्ड इन द मूवी हाँ तेरे इश्क में हो गई छैया इट्स एक्चुअली बुल्ले शाह सेज दैट आई द सोर्ड इज अबव मी विच इज स्लेइंग मी टू पीसेज बिकॉज यू नो दैट टाइम हेरेटिक्स एंड killing of saints. But he says, but I am not blaming you, because he loves the divine. He says, I am not blaming you. With every drop of blood, I am dancing in ecstasy karke thaiya thaiya. That's the original song. Bulesha has written one more very interesting song on love. But you won't have known about that movie perhaps. Bobby, one of the most, I think the most other than Sholay, super hit movies in the Indian cinema. So in that movie, there is a song by Bulle Shah. Beshak mandir masjid todo, Bulle Shah ye kehta. Par pyar bhara dil kabhi na todo, us dil mein dilbar rehta. So love can go to what extent where you are ready to lose everything, sacrifice everything for the sake of one you love. Extremely difficult. But that's what ultimately people who have reached have done it. But again, the question comes, what about human love? You can do it even as a human love. Because ultimately the God of love or the divine, when you begin to see, and because men were not inherently capable of it, but women were. Therefore, we had in India an epithet known as Sati. Have you heard this word?
Yes.
But you must have heard about burning part, no?
Yes.
Absolutely. See, this is the conditioning. It's not your fault. Sati matlab wo aag mein jal gayi. There are Satis who were known as Satis simply because of their one-pointed love. It had nothing to do with burning. And there are great examples. One of them was Arundhati, then Anusuya, who could turn, you know, the great gods into children. Later on, it basically meant that you are able to hold this energy of love and burn in the fire, shed the ego. That's what originally it meant. There is a line in Savitri which describes it beautifully. That burning test of the Godhead in your parts. Very difficult to hold the energy of love. So there are people who have held it and taken it to the ultimate. So where does human love figure in it? So all that we can say is it's very difficult to harbor that energy right away. So most human beings need to pass through. Mother has explained this beautifully. That you have to pass through the experience of human love in real earnest. If you cannot love something so tangible and actual, you're not ready for that kind of love. Almost all the mystics have passed through. So you will see in mysticism, there are two kinds of mystics. Those who are sannyasis. And the other is those who have gone through the experience of human love and transmuted that energy at some point into divine love. Mirabai, Tulsidas, all of them. So human love is a step towards, not that you have to search for, okay, I have to love divine, so let me first have the human love. Not like that. Like a yogi was meditating for a long time and then God appeared suddenly. Bola, mango kya mangta hoon? Bole ki, but you know, as per the stories, apsaras are supposed to come first. How did you come? He was very sad that first the test had to come. It doesn't work like that. Okay, we can fool human beings, but we cannot fool the cosmic self. It knows what is going on in the heart. So, human love is a step towards divine love. But there is something, another step which comes after that. One is experience of human love, where you see all the limits, limitations, the good, beauty. And if one has gone through that experience in the true way, I'm not talking about true way, but all of you know probably better than our generation, so there's no need to talk. And then comes the love for the divine. You have gone through the human experience. You know fully that there is a world of difference, qualitatively. One is like having... कौन सी बढ़िया मिठाई है राजभोग रसकदम हाँ गाजर का हलवा अरे वाह हाँ अरे जोर से बोलो काजू कतली आई कैन टेक दिस ओके एनीवेज काजू कतली लेट अस से सबकी होती है अपनी अपनी फेवरेट मिठाई तो तुम्हारी जो फेवरेट मिठाई है एंड व्हेन यू कंपेयर दैट विद लेट अस से दैट यू पिक अप डर्ट ऑन द ग्राउंड एंड मिक्स सम शुगर विद इट एंड हैव इट दैट इज द डिफरेंस बिटवीन ह्यूमन लव एंड लव फॉर द डिवाइन बट यू विल नो इट ओनली बाय एक्सपीरियंस आप मट्टी को उठा के ना उसमें चीनी मिला के खा लो मीठा मीठी हो गई ना मीठी और भगवान का जो प्यार है मस्त टुडेज लैंग्वेज You will find kya difference hai in dono mein. Ye difference hai. Love for the divine taste like that. And the sweetest of the sweetest. That's why there is a very interesting bhajan in our... Bhajan sunke aise mat karna ki pata nahi kya bol rahe hain. It's a Sanskrit bhajan. You may or may not have heard. It's a bhajan describing the divine Krishna. Nahi, Bhaj Govindam nahi. भज गोविंदम सुंदर है बट भज गोविंदम के अलावा मधुराष्टकम दैट्स व्हाट एनीवन रिमेंबर्स Adharam madhuram, vadanam madhuram. Everything he sees beauty, madhuram, sweetness. Because he is like that. When you experience taste of divine love even a little bit, you will understand the difference. May you all have it one day. So I can only wish and pray for that. So this is one part. Now what happens? Is there after that any other stage of love? We will come. But first is human love in its whatever form. Then there is love for the divine. Can there be another stage of love which is still higher? वो तो सेल्फ मर्ज हो गया, भगवान ही बन गया. दैट वर्क विच इज लेफ्ट बिहाइंड. नाउ यू लव क्रिएशन नो मोर इग्नोरेंटली फॉर माई यूज माई दिस थिंग, बट लव ऑल बीइंग्स, ऑल क्रीचर्स, हुएवर. यू विल लव एज इफ यू लव द डिवाइन बिकॉज यू आर एबल टू सी द डिवाइन. देन वॉट विल हैपन? वी वर टॉकिंग अबाउट इट जस्ट बिफोर द talk started. Na kahu se dosti, na kahu se bair. Then you won't feel disheartened, disenchanted, because whatever you want, you are getting from the source. Then you become a giver. And what else is love but act of giving? Giving the highest, giving the best. That creates beings like Christ, like Krishna, like Buddha, who for the sake of love come, mix, meet with human beings. You know, story of Buddha, no? Toward the end, somebody offered him meat. He had stopped eating meat long back, though he was a Kshatriya. And then he smiles. This happened with Sri Aurobindo also when he came here. Someone offered him fish and he remained quiet, smiled, and then he took it. So Buddha took it. But Buddha, because his whole system had become very different and he became ill and eventually died. I have been to that place and the man is feeling very sorry. He says, no, don't feel sorry. This is providential that I had to leave my body here. It's there in Kushinagar, where Love Kush, Wala Kushinagar. It's there Buddha left his body, and whilst lying down, you must have seen an image of lying Buddha, gives his last sermon. It's a very, very beautiful, touching story, and the words that he's, because he's feeling very bad, that disciple, that why did I offer him? And he took it out of love. So love can go to that extent. Christ from his cross, he's saying, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing. Krishna leaves his entire family at the age of 90 when people want to retire. You know that, no? Krishna's age was around 90 when during the Mahabharata war. So he was sitting and, you know, he's a charioteer because the civilization is at stake. Not one devotee or some people. For Sri Krishna, it was the destiny of India which is at stake. Civilization is at stake. His physical presence was necessary. So he goes there and becomes the charioteer of Arjuna. It's an act of love. If you look at it from that point of view, it is amazing. He could have simply said, he could have distributed his army equally and given some moral support, but he is on the battlefield and unarmed. Okay? So these are acts of love which are very difficult to understand. And of course, if you read one day the life of Mother and Sri Aurobindo, so you'll understand what that love can be, where after realizing the divine love and becoming one with the divine, you come back into the world and live with everyone like a, you know, another human being, and you help uplift the human race. That's a peak of love. Yes, you had a question.
So if someone wants to seek spiritual love and they are involved in human love,
No, very good question. This is a very deep and intricate question. So there is a human love which is a mix of all kinds of things. And there is a deep spiritual love which is right from the heart, which is of the nature of giving oneself. So what happens when there is this mixed element? And this is not uncommon when people are trying to move together on a journey. So what should they do? Should they abandon? Should they keep it together? How do they navigate it? Now, if both of them are travelers on the same goal, see, one option is that you have a spiritual love, other person has a very carnal love. There is a story like that also. In Indian mythology, you have a story for everything. It's the story of King Sikhidhwaj and his wife. And Sikhidhwaj loved her only carnally. She looked beautiful. And she was a deeply spiritual woman, so she loved him spiritually. So, anyway, that story is, we need not talk about it right now. But then what you do will depend upon if both of them are having spiritual love for each other. Then, depending on the strength, it's possible to go through the turbulences of the human love. And that seeking will slowly, automatically get converted into higher and higher forms of love. Many things that are natural and normal as a human being today may not be natural and normal when you make an ascension into higher. I'll give you an example. We carry certain things of the animal within us, isn't it? We can talk, all of you are grown up. Love making is there in animals, is there in human. Animals do it for having a child, or they are moved by some kind of impulse. And in human beings, does it undergo a change or not? It undergoes a change. At least there is an effort to make it a little more beautiful, maybe a little more romantic, maybe with a nice ambience. Isn't it? Humans add their own touch. So similarly, there is a possibility that this itself can go to another dimension which today we don't understand. I mean, an average human being doesn't understand. For him, love remains just the animal act with a little bit modification. But it's possible that people can have a very deep spiritual love where there is even union. They were rishis. We were just talking about Sati and the rishis. They even had children, but their love was unparalleled. What a powerful love that they could move the destiny, stars of destiny. So it depends on the strength. If both are there together in it, it's wonderful. If one person is involved, then it'll depend. Because if the other person wants to pull back constantly, because after a point you will begin to, if you have spiritual love, you will begin to seek something higher automatically. So it'll depend upon the balance between the two. It may work, it may not work. If both have spiritual aspiration, it may work very well. But even their human nature, ego, all these things can come in. So it's difficult to predict which way it will go. But the direction is very obvious. Once spiritual love sets it, direction will be that. Because you can't help it. Once something higher comes to you, you are attracted. Once you chakho rajbhog raskadam, तो गुड़ वाली मिठाई में उतना मजा नहीं आता है. इट्स ओके फॉर ए चेंज. ओके या प्लीज. नो नो, रोमांटिक लव इज हार्डली लव. Romantic love is only a promo of a movie. Be careful. Absolutely. It's not even about family I am speaking of. It may be with family, without family. That's not important. But romantic love is a kind of where love is, there is a referred to sublimate love and turn it into something very beautiful by the play of images. It's not reality. Be very careful. Romantic love can be very, very misleading. Very charming, but very misleading. So I am not saying whether one should go through it or not, but first of all, don't mistake romance for love. I am not saying don't have romance. If you have it, okay, it's okay. You go through the experience, but don't mistake it for love. It's very charming. It's like nice play of, you know, lights of feeling. Hello and nice letter. Oh my, this, okay. वो चार दिन का चांदनी है. ओके, उसके बाद वो चेंज हो जाएगा. ओके, So that's romantic love is, no, I'm not talking of romantic love. I'm talking of love, which is of the nature of giving oneself genuinely. Yeah.
So what are you using obsession? And if it's toxic, then why is Meera Bai's and Sri Krishna's relation seen so superior?
What was the first part of the question?
What is your opinion of obsession?
Obsession.
And why the Radha's and the Krishna's love is so... Uh-huh. Meera's.
Okay. So, obsession is not by definition, you know, unfortunately, I'm a psychiatrist, Peter. So, obsession is by definition a repetitive, mechanical thought or feeling without any deeper truth in it. So, obsession by nature, I mean, there is a movie called Dar, which presents the obsession in Shah Rukh Khan, but even that obsession... But what is happening there? This man loves her, almost wants to possess her, or the Othello syndrome. This girl is not in love. She wants to be free, but he is trying to obsessively possess her. It's a very dark thing. This dark obsession cannot lead very far. It only leads to distress. But there is a difference between the intensity of love, which is mounting to a point where she also starts receiving at a point of time such communication from Krishna. So what is the difference fundamentally? Obsessive love wants, whereas love gives. If you remember this difference, everything will be safe. So what does Meera wants? She wants to give everything for Krishna, do for Krishna, live for Krishna, so much so that in the end when she is given the poison and she takes it in the joy of Krishna. This giving is love. Obsession is, actually in that movie Dar, to an extent you will see it. One simply wants, like a madman wants. And that is, there are quite a few movies like that. And that is very, it's just the opposite pole. Okay?
Sir?
Yeah.
Sir, do you think faith is an inevitable part of love?
Faith?
Pain.
No, I don't like pain to be part of love. But if you ask me that inevitable, yes, unfortunately, so I would say. Because human nature, that in the beginning, as I said, human nature lives by the ego and desire. So what happens is it doesn't know how to love. Actually, it's not taught to us. Class mein subject hai aisa koi? Nahi hai na? Dekho. Ghar mein sikhate hain? Nahi. Model kya hai? Parents. Bad example. Okay. So ultimately, if you see, we are not taught how to love. We don't know how to love. We carry just ideas of love. So I'm glad you are here having little class or lecture on love. But it is so true. We don't know how to love. We mistake any feeling for love. अरे बहुत अच्छा लग रहा है, कोई प्यार हो गया. ये प्यार व्यार नहीं है, चार दिन की चांदनी है. ओके. सो एनीवे, सो वी डोंट नो अबाउट द एनर्जी ऑफ लव. सो इट ब्रिंग्स पेन इनएविटेबली, बिकॉज एक्चुअली टू बिगिन विद इट वाज नॉट लव. बट इफ यू आस्क मी, इफ देर इज ट्रू लव, इफ, अंडरलाइन इट 3 times, 10 times इफ यू लाइक, इफ आई कैन टेल यू, इट ग्रोज टूवर्ड्स डिलाइट in every situation and circumstance. That's where it is. Thaiya thaiya, teri talwar ke niche mein nachiya, karke chhaiya chhaiya, thaiya thaiya. It is so true. But if you experience it, after that nothing matters. There is no ego, there is no desired self. It crumbles, vanishes. But it's very, very rarest of rare. So if there is true love, there is no pain. Because you want nothing. Where does pain come? I want. मैंने तो उसको इतना दिया, उसने मुझे कुछ नहीं दिया. मैंने तो चिट्ठियां लिखी, उसने तो मुझे एक हेलो भी नहीं कहा. इग्नोर मारा, किसी और के साथ चला गया. ये सब जो डिजायर्स है ना, वांट्स, उसके साथ प्यार नहीं जाता है. जहां प्यार होता है तो फिर कोई चीज से फर्क नहीं पड़ता है. यू ओनली वांट दी अदर पर्सन्स good and joy, and it can go to any extent. And I have so many stories, some of them from real life. I can narrate one of them, many real life stories. Okay, I'll narrate one which is related to the ashram. So there was a lady who has done wonderful work. She has also translated. Okay, I will not let off the secret, because dimag kahin idhar udhar jayega. Okay, anyways, very nice lady from UP, and she got married, and then she was moved by the urge to come to the ashram. So after 1 year, finally she literally had to, ki bhai main ja rahi hu, main bhaag ke jaungi, whatever your parents think. So she came away. She lived here, wonderful lady. And after many, many decades, she developed cancer. So what happened to that man, by the way? He never got remarried because he loved her. And when she had cancer, he came all the way and looked after her till her last breath. Do you feel it's love? That is love. That's the power of love. Okay? Nice, no? Aisa hona chahiye na? That's it. Okay, so chalo. Very nice. Today we had a whole thing on nothing planned, but I am glad. Enjoyed, I hope, all of you. Okay. Anybody, just, I have a little, not a channel, but a channel is there, but that's not what I want to. There is a, kya bolte hain usko, website. Ask Alokda, that's the website. And it has a Gmail also, askalokda@gmail.com. So either on the website or on the Gmail, you can write a question. You don't have to reveal your identity. And I reply. Okay. This is because so many questions all of you may have. And must have rather. Because questions means you are ready to evolve. Question is a sign that you are growing wings. Blind belief is not a very good sign. Okay? Okay? Bye-bye. Yeah. Jai Ma. Bye-bye.